Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
As you may know, John and I are trying to grow our social media channels, and we could use your help. Head over to YouTube, type in Dropship Breakthrough, and hit that subscribe button. And head over to Instagram, search Dropship Breakthrough, and give us a follow. And who knows, maybe we'll follow you back. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today's topic is something tender to my heart, honestly. The question is, can I start a dropshipping business while I'm still working? And the reason it is so close to me is I actually built and sold my first business while working full-time at a Walmart distribution center. And so the answer is yes. I'm going to hopefully hop into my experience. Hopefully John can hop into his experience here and really answer the question here that I think a lot of people are asking. They're like, do I need to quit my job to get a business off the ground?
Yeah. And the answer is no, you don't need to, straight up. I think, we've obviously had, hundreds and hundreds of students in our Dropship Breakthrough program. We've been working with people, coaching people for years, one-to-one. And I think if I was going to put a number on it, I would say 90% of people who get started here with this business model are doing some other form of, creating some other form of income, whether that's a job or whether they're running another business already that takes up a significant portion of their time. We have a lot of people who come in, they might already be self-employed, as a, photographer or something like that. You know what I mean? But almost nobody comes to this and they're just sitting there all day doing nothing, right? So, yeah, I mean, that's where I started too. When I started here, I was, counting commuting time and travel and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I was 60 hours a week probably with in my job at the time, for sure.
Yeah, I think we have people in many situations, right? Not just the job. Some of them have a lot of kids. John's got a lot of kids for that matter. Some people have, a lot going on, right? And this does tend to start as a side hustle. I actually think you should consider this a side hustle. I don't think you need to quit your job and go all in. And so, look, I'll just share my own experience. I'd made it to first shift, which was the holy grail, and quickly realized that that is not where I wanted to be at 29 years old. And, started experimenting, flipping stuff on eBay and things like that, and stumbled on this business model and was like, I'm going to give this a shot. And so I'm working full time. I worked 4 10s. So 4 days a week, 10 hour days. I think at the time I was working 4 a.m. to 2 p.m. on first shift. I eventually shifted to second shift, which was 3 p.m. to 1 a.m. And either way, I either had to come home from work at 2 p.m., get home at about 2:30, and, put some time in, which was not much, right? A couple hours is all I had. Or when I shifted to the other one, I would wake up, I ended up playing Call of Duty till 5 a.m. So I would wake up at about noon and then, put a couple hours into this business. And either way, it was, 2-3 hours. And if you're realistic at your job, if you're sitting behind a desk, are you working for 8 hours? Are you working for 10 hours? Look, I was at Walmart Distribution Center. We had to hit numbers. I was throwing dog food. It sucked. If you're doing a blue collar job, I get you. You're working all day. Most people who are sitting behind a desk are not working all day, or they might be sitting at home now. You're really only putting in 2 to 3 hours of work a day. And so can you put in 2 to 3 hours of your own time, of focused work, get in there and put in the work? You can easily build one of these businesses in your, I don't want to call it your spare time, but your, what used to be free time. Maybe it used to be your Netflix time. Maybe it used to be whatever you do for a hobby time, and maybe you have to put it here as your side hustle. But I believe you can start one of these businesses and grow it and sell it in the couple hours a day that I was able to put into it when I worked full time.
If you're a listener to this show, you either are a high ticket dropshipper or you're considering becoming one. And if you're in that second group, you're probably wondering, what am I going to sell? Who am I going to serve? Well, we have the perfect product for you. It's called the 5-Day Challenge. You can find it at dropshipbreakthrough.com/5. For $97 in just 5 days, you will figure out what you're going to sell, who you're going to serve, and at the end of those 5 days, you'll hop on a call with either John or myself, and we will verify what you chose and give you the pros and cons, the ups and downs, and help you get started on the right foot. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/5.
Yeah. For me, I was working 9 to 5, kind of traditionally, I was a job in an office, in a cubicle, and not, some distance from my home, so I was commuting. I used to do interstate travel quite a bit. And for me, that, you know, I probably went a bit more extreme than what I would recommend today in terms of what I did to get my business built, the first one. I'd come home, you know, dinner, et cetera, et cetera. And then I had one kid at the time, put him to bed, and then I'd get straight into it, you know, until 1 o'clock in the morning. And then, or midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, as long as I could stay awake, basically. And then I'd go have a bit of sleep. Wake up, go and hop on a train. I used to catch a train into the city from there. It's like just over an hour, sit there with my laptop on my lap on the train doing whatever it was, uploading products or whatever. And I did that every single day nearly. And so that's how I got my first business. I just did it consistently every single day. That's how I got my first business set up. Took around a month or so, you know. I think I took a couple of days off during that month for doing things like calling suppliers. So I just like pumped through some supply calls and stuff because it was difficult for me to do it during business hours because I was working business hours. But I think I did some of that stuff during lunch breaks or whatever it was when I was at work during the week. And that's how I got started. And then I continued to run that business while I was still working for is just over 12 months. At some point, I went part-time with my job, so I tapered that off so I could spend more time, gradually start spending more time on my business. But yeah, I kept that going for until I could replace my income, until I felt comfortable that my business was on a track, that it was going to pay the bills, right? And, you know, help me support my family and what we were doing there. So that's a totally normal experience, totally achievable. And the trick with it, I think there's a couple of keys here, though, if you're going to do that. And I think the first one is if you are in a relationship of some sort with somebody else, you're married, you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, it pays to have this conversation with them about what you're planning to do first before you go into it. Get their buy-in to what you want to do, because if you're going to disappear every night or 5 days a week or something like that to go and work on your business, they may get the shits with that. There have been various times in my entrepreneurial journey where I just get sucked into businesses because I love it so much, right? And I will spend all of my spare time I have. I don't try not to do this anymore because it's bad for your health in the long term, but I would spend every minute I could working on my businesses. And my wife used to get the shits with that. I love Kat. She's great. She's very supportive, but she used to get the shits with that past a certain point. And so, you know, I had to manage that. And manage myself and what I was doing and all of that sort of thing. So I do think it helps. Don't just go and start a business and then tell them later that you're disappearing every night to go and do this thing, because you know you've got other things going on in your life and it's important to maintain those as well. You know, this should never be the be all and end all of your existence, which is a trap that you can fall into. So that's the first thing I'd say. The second thing I would say is when you're doing something as a side hustle, I think we've talked about this so many times, but I think it is incredibly important. Like consistency is very important, right? And feeling a sense of momentum, which you only get from consistency. So if you're like only got an hour or two a day, right? Which is not a long time, but it's enough. I think the average person who works with us to build their business is probably a couple of hours a day on average, right? That's not a lot of time, but it's enough time. But it's only enough time if you're doing it consistently, because it's a shorter amount of time, you only feel the momentum, which is important to keep yourself engaged and whatnot when you're doing it most days, right? Because you can actually see that your business is growing, it's getting built, things are happening. And so that's a really great way to keep yourself engaged with the process. Whereas if you just do like, on Monday, I'm going to do 2 hours and then I'll come back to it next Monday or something like that. Like that's just a bad plan. You really don't get anywhere quickly and it doesn't feel like you're getting anywhere. And people just tend to drop off when they come at it, either at a really inconsistent thing. So I think those are two of the keys for me to making that sort of side hustle experience work, looking back on my own experience.
But there is no finish line, right? So there's not like, I'll build it and I'll get to here and then I'll be able to like... This is your new thing. This is your new side hustle. It's going to take time. Businesses take effort. Businesses take money. Like your profits, some of that needs to go back into your business. You're also going to have to like find a little bit of time here and there to like get this thing off the ground. So I can think back to starting it, right? And there was days I had to run outside and call a customer back and just say, hey, sorry, we were away from our phone. Our systems are down, actually, but I can walk you through the checkout process and, you know, bullshit my way through this to get it fucking going. You got to get those sales off the ground. You got to get the, like you said, you had to take some time off to call suppliers. You might have to take a day off to call suppliers all that day, or, you know, find time to take a half hour break in the middle of the day, or spend your lunch calling suppliers or returning calls, or, you know, you're going to have to hustle. Like, the idea that you're going to get passive income living the same life that you were doing before, it's not going to happen, right? And but it's not passive either, right? You're going to have to put effort in. And so if you want a different life, you're going to have to take different actions, and it's going to require a different version of you, a different belief system from you, a different mindset. And so be prepared to not only, you know, find that momentum, as John said, which I think is extremely important, but to do things you weren't normally used to doing in order to make this happen. And sometimes that might be, you know, giving your wife the shits, as John says, or sometimes that might be, you know, missing out on the latest show that everyone's talking about because you're not able to watch it on Netflix because you're trying to better yourself. Or it might mean you didn't eat lunch that day because you're outside on the phone the whole entire time closing sales or closing a supplier. And so be prepared to do a little bit extra, to do what most people aren't willing to do. You want a different life, you're going to have to do different things. And so, yes, you can do this while working. And you can, like I did, build and sell your first business while still working, but it's going to take a different version of you. It's going to take different actions than you take now. And so go into that mentally prepared to say, I'm going to be different. I'm going to do different things so that I can get a different result.
Mm. Yeah. And so much of this is about mindset and stuff like that. You know, like, it's so such an important thing. I think we probably don't talk about it enough on this show. I think we could talk about it a bit more. But something that springs to mind when people think about this stuff is, which is a word that I really dislike in this circumstance. So people might be sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to have to sacrifice. You know, I'm going to have to give up things in order to make this work, which is true. Absolutely. You're going to have to, you shouldn't give everything up, but you're going to have to give up some things. But don't use the word sacrifice in your mind, right? Sacrifice has negative connotations, right? If you say, I'm going to have to sacrifice going out and getting shit-faced with my mates on Friday, right? Implies you're losing something in order to build your business. Be really clear about it. In 10 years' time, you're not going to wake up a millionaire because you got shit-faced with your mates every Friday night. You're not giving anything up here. You're doing something better. Building a business is better for you than going out and partying with your mates or doing some other version of that. Sitting there watching Netflix and shoving fucking snacks in your face at 8 o'clock at night, which is just going to make you fucking fat. Right? If that offends you, fuck off. It's true, right? Science says it's true. So you're not sacrificing anything here, right? You're doing something better for yourself, for your family, for your life. So there's no sacrifice, but yes, you're going to stop doing some things. Like, if you really want to do this, you've got to stop doing some things you're currently doing. If you're not okay with that, then once again, that's something you've got to check in with yourself as to why that is. Because until you can get over that hurdle, this is not going to work particularly well for you.
And there's times to sprint and there's times to slow down a little bit, and that's going to happen, right? In the beginning, you might have to go a little harder, get the products up, get the suppliers up. Like right now, we're building out our live event this July in Minneapolis. By the way, you need to be a student. If you want to get in our course, so you can come to our live event in Minneapolis. We'd love to have you there. But I'm building that out, and that's taking a little bit more time than I'm used to taking. I'm having to go into Minneapolis and tour hotels and have dinner with potential speakers. And, you know, I got to sprint a little harder here, and that's fine. Once the event's over, I'll be able to, you know, take a step back for a couple of days, hopefully, and recoup if John doesn't say, hey, let's do a bunch of stuff while I'm in the U.S. But, you know, you're going to have to sprint in your business too. And then, you know, there'll be times where you can relax. Like, that's the beauty of having your business. I can step away. Earlier this week, I had to just leave midday and go to the courthouse so that we could get passports for our kids, right? Like, that's hard to do at a 9-to-5, but I'm able to do that by owning a business. And there's so many more perks by owning a business than you'll ever get, as John said, out at the bar with your buddies getting wasted. So, take action. We're going to say this every time. I think ending every episode is just get started. Don't let any of these things that are in your head hold you back from ever getting started.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.